Senator McCain toured a Colombian port by boat to get a first-hand look at the country's efforts to cut down on drug trafficking. McCain was interviewed in Colombia by ABC's Good Morning America.
The continued flow of drugs from Colombia through Mexico into the United States is still one of our major challenges to all Americans, and the Mexican government is struggling right now with the battles against drug cartels. Colombia continues to make progress, but a large percentage of the amount of cocaine that continues to come into the United States of America comes from this country.
McCain will also stop in Mexico on his way back to the United States. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is also emphasizing his commitment to free trade during his Latin American tour. McCain supports a pending free trade agreement between the U.S. and Colombia, which has been stalled in the U.S. Congress because of human rights concerns. McCain also supports the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada, and he's criticized Democrat Barack Obama for wanting to renegotiate the trade pact if elected in November. Obama, meanwhile, was in Colorado Wednesday, speaking about the importance of volunteerism and national service. Obama has proposed expanding government-funded national service programs like AmeriCorps inside the United States, as well as a plan to employ military veterans in the rapidly expanding field of renewable energy. Obama also spoke about how his service programs would have an impact overseas.
And we're going to grow our foreign service, open consulates that have been shuttered, and double the size of the Peace Corps by 2011 to renew our diplomacy. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Obama's speech was the latest in a series of events this week focused on American values. Obama previously touched on patriotism and faith as he seeks to tie his campaign into some of the ideals of American citizenship in time for the July 4th Independence Day holiday on Friday. Political analysts say Obama has been moving steadily toward the middle of the political spectrum in recent weeks as he tries to counter Republican critics who say he is too liberal. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.